Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We have a live show for you today. Today is a Thursday, January the 25th, 2018. We have a live show for you and looking forward to today's show is a true entrepreneuring. True enterprising development starts with building among the willing and not within the trending pretense. That's today's show. Basically meaning, those of you that are willing to build, it shall be built. And that shouldn't be derailed or influenced by those around you that don't want to build. You quietly move away from them. In today's world, that's very, very important because of what's going on and what has to be done. And so you all, I would say, would be called to do that. And we're going to try to do that with you all as much as we possibly can, fully committed to it. And how many, it doesn't matter how many there are or how many will come. We will service that. Big ups to everyone that listens to Tando Radio Show that's been participating in the overall Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Media Project, Black Talk Radio Network and the Black Talk Media Project since the beginning and since you've been here. We greatly, greatly appreciate you as times are going to, the moment in eternity are going to change. Our moments in eternity are going to change. And I have full confidence that we will be able to withstand the overall obstacles that will be placed before us. And not only that, that we will be able to seize on the opportunities because the opportunities will be much greater than the obstacles at hand. Regardless of how scary, how dire those obstacles may appear, we will be able to get through it. And how we're going to get through it is together. And I'm going to be counting on you And I hope that you all will be counting on me and the rest of us as we move forward in a very progressive way. And we're going to talk about that in today's show. But before we do that, a couple of administrative things that we need to do. Everyone, our number has changed, the new number. You can call in from your cell phone. And Scotty's going to, if Scotty would just real quickly, he told me a couple of things before we started. I wasn't able to remember all of the stuff that he told me, but here's the number. The area code is 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the number for calling into Tando Radio Show and going forward, calling into all of the programs that will be brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. My man Scotty is there in queue. Scotty, real quick, if you would just run down some of the things that you said just before we started the show today.
Yeah, just to remind everybody so it don't happen next week, but we try to be, you know, we don't. When you don't have a whole lot of resources, and even if you do got a whole lot of resources, right, you supposed to be, what's the word I'm looking for? Not so much thrifty, but you want to be smart. You just, you know, you don't want to just be throwing money at something because you got it, you know. So we've always worked with a tight budget, and Uber Conference is a low cost service. And I was tired of us giving out the other free conference room number with all the different, you know, extension numbers. And I was like, man, we need to simplify this. So I said, I got to find another solution since I can't set up another server right now and license some software so we can run our own conferencing system. So I came across Uber Conference, which also gives you a toll-free number, you know, 7-digit toll-free number. But we're using... nobody else is using their service like we're using their service. And their terms of service have a fair use policy. That's how they keep their prices low. And since nobody else is using a service like for a radio station like we are, and, you know, all the different programs that's engineered on this particular digital radio station, we all use the number, and they're saying we're using 5 times what the average person used. So they said to resolve that, is we're going to just have to ask people to use our 704 number and not the toll-free number. But for those who are in other countries or what have you, you can use the Uber Conference app. You download it for your smartphone, or you can call in via your computer at uberconference.com/Black Talk Radio Network. So that's why the number is changing. You know, in the future, I'm a stand in belief that we will have a proper budget and we'll be able to bring back a toll-free number, even if it's through a different service. But Uber, don't get angry at Uber Conference. It was in their terms of service, and they provided us great service for all the, I don't even know how many years we've been using it now, Dave, but the new number is 704-802-5056. Everything else stays the same. Hit ** to unmute yourself. So that'll go into effect sometime next week.
Yes, and you know, Scotty, we actually been using it for about 2 years, almost a year and a half, 2 years. And it's been a great platform. As Scotty said, we Uber Conference has been good to us. We understand, and that's just business is in business. And so, you know, one of the things that we have to be is adaptive. And so Scotty has made the command decision to move us ahead by going to the numbers that we have now. And it is a good move. And so until we are able to actually have our own, which, as Scotty said, we will have, and I believe that, and I know that we will have soon enough. That we will have our own relatively soon, and looking forward to that to make it more convenient for you, the callers, you, the listeners. And this is why we need to support Black Talk Radio Network, because once we have that support, that everyone is using the system or pulling from the system, then we'll be able to upgrade and actually provide more of a cohesive service for everyone, and that will benefit us all. So once you once the overall listeners, those that do support Black Talk Radio Network, thank you for supporting Black Talk Radio Network. Those of you that listen and don't support Black Talk Radio Network, we really do need your support for us to continue to go forward, or else it's not going to really go forward. But we are definitely committed to that, and we will achieve that. So the new number, man, what is that? Is, one second. The new number is area code 704-802-5056. New number is 704-802-5056. And then you can call in there for your questions and your comments. So that's going to be the new number. One more time, 704-802-5056. Okay, so let's get into some of our administrative things, and then we'll get into today's show. Everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. Here is one of the reasons why we need the support. All donations are greatly appreciated, no matter what the size or the amount is. We greatly, greatly appreciate. We need the overall support. Go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Check out the website. Go to the donation prompt. Hit the donation prompt. Make a donation. If everyone that listens to the programming here on Black Talk Radio Network would just give a dollar, we would not have Black Talk Radio Network would not be under the overall financial constraints and the overall threat of actual shutdown. And we do not want this network to go dark. We do not want a network blackout. Because if this network blacks out, this is one of the last vestiges of self-determination and sovereignty that is in the media realm today. So this cannot be lost. And only way that it will ensure that it won't be lost is for those that haven't made contributions or made donations to the network. In order for that not to happen, you have to do it. Those that have been doing their share of everything. We would ask that you would continue, and thank you for that. And for those that haven't made donations, please do that so that you will stand in the gap and say no, Black Talk Radio Network and all of its programs will remain on air. It's incumbent upon you, because there's more listeners that don't contribute than there are listeners that do contribute. That definitely needs to change. And once that happens, ladies and gentlemen, then there is no further financial hardships that this network will have, and will be able to continue to bring you what you have deemed as being necessary and relevant by your overall listening by the listening audience. So let's all participate in supporting Black Talk Radio Network, which is a fully grassroots program. Okay. Also, you can support the network by going to being a member of the BTR community, and you can just go to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you go to the homepage. Scroll, look over to the left. Scroll down. And you will see that is a capital B with a black background, and that is BTR Community, a social media outlet.
I changed that up, Dave. I'm sorry. I changed that up. I made a video, so it's a video there now with the link. But they could just go to btrcommunity.com. That'll take them there.
Yep. There you go. Just go to BTR Community, www.btrcommunity.com. And if you would just do that and then go through the overall membership, filling out, becoming a member, make a donation of $24 for the whole year. That's all, $24 for the whole year. And then with inside of the network, you'll be able to post things about yourself, your business, things that you think are relevant that need to actually have more public exposure with the all of the other social media activities that we engage in or you engage in on FedBook, aka Facebook, and Telling, aka Twitter. You could do that here without being adversely affected by being data mined. And not only that, people look at your profile for all forms and different reasons. They see who you are. There are people that have not gotten jobs, promotions, and everything else because of that, because people get to what? Inside track. This is really nothing more than a web of information that's being used against you. And FedBook no real relative good, because it's not free at all, because it actually is using your overall post and your overall membership as a way to garnish advertisement payments that they don't share with you at all. So, and identity gets sold to people that you don't even know. So not really worth doing that with a membership with BTR community. You don't have to worry about that. So that's very, very, very important. So please join BTR community by sending your making a donation. Man, I'm messing up today. Making a donation. Been talking too much. Making a donation to becoming a member. Let me start that all over. You have to become a member in BTR community of $24. And once you do that, become a member, then you will be able to engage in all of the other social media activities. You can promote yourself and your business, and then that will be for you to gain from. It's a win-win situation. You'll support the network. You can support yourself, and we're going to be using it and utilizing it because it's just that important. So check out BTR community, become a member, okay? Also, if you would like to acquire real money, and I'm going to tell you that is going to be very, very important in the very near future, especially for the way things are going, that some of the things that we're going to be covering today, you can go to prosperitymint.com, prosperitymint.com. Just put in the word prosperity and then put in the word mint. MINT.com. Check out what's in the inventory there, then email info@prosperitymint.com. And once you do that, someone will contact you to make sure that you understand the overall purchasing process and procedures. And why that's very, very important is to your benefit. And there will be, you will not be used, that information will not be used for anything other than to contact and let you know what that process is, and it benefits you. And once you hear that, you will say, oh, wow, I'm glad I followed the instructions that Dave gave for me to call, because that I didn't know. And very, very, very important. The things that you don't know could definitely harm and will harm you. So you have to know. So go to Prosperity Mint, check out what's in inventory there, then contact Prosperity Mint by going to info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, and someone will get back to you about the products and everything else, okay? All right, so that being said, also, if you would like to be part of the crowdfunding, crowdsourcing program, which I definitely think that you should be a part of to get as much as you possibly can in this platform through cryptocurrency, and then exchange it for real money. You always exchange currency for money. So this is an opportunity for you to get more currency to exchange for money and to use it for things that are important to you. You can email me at powerandcrowdfunding.com, powerandcrowdfunding.com, or you could go to the YouTube video that I did, and all you have to do is look at Coins of Change presentation by David W. Coins of Change presentation by David W. And then you'll see me there giving the presentation and why Coins of Change is something that you should be involved in. And then you can email me at powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com, powerincrowdfunding@gmail.com. Okay, so that's what we have there. And what we're going to do now is we're going to jump into today's show. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, let me give you the number again, because it's changed. The number is area code 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the new number. You can give us a call there, and we will love to hear from you, because a dialogue is much more important than a monologue. Okay, so let's jump into Scotty. Are you there? Got a question for you if you're there, Scotty. Hopefully,
yes, I'm
you
here.
Weren't doing anything. Scotty, are you getting any background noise?
No, I'm not.
From, on my side?
No.
No? Okay. I just wanted to make sure. All right. So, okay, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. Let me just set this up really quickly. Uh-oh. All right, so here we go. But let me, before we do that, okay, today's show is True Enterprising Development Starts with Building Among the Willing. True Enterprising Development Starts with Building Among the Willing, and not within trendy pretense, okay? And that is very, very important. We are going to have to build ourselves. And one of the things that we're going to be doing in early April or mid-April, we are going to have the very first, I'm not quite sure if we're going to do it quarterly or semi-annually or annually. We're going to do the very first RDP summit here in Dallas. And it is going to be in early April, either the first week or the second week of April. And it's going to be held here in Dallas. And I will get you more information, the pricing and what it all entails. But we're putting it together. I actually have a couple of seminars that I have to take care of this weekend. And then after that, I will be dedicating some time to that, because of what's going on in the world. We don't have much time. We need to really prepare. We need to come together, start training, and training each other and getting each other ready to be the first responders for the adversity and obstacles that will be set before us, not by our choice, but our response to the situations will be our choice. And we want you to be in a position of advantage. And so we're going to have the first RDP summit here in Dallas sometime in early April of 2018. And I want to keep it as cost efficient as possible, but it will be held here. And I would love for all of the Tando Radio Show listeners to be here in Dallas so that we can actually start to collectively prepare for the events that will be happening, so that we can seize on the opportunities that will be presented from those events. And there will be great opportunity. Okay, I'm not seeing this as a disaster situation. I'm seeing this more as an opportunity, preparing for the opportunities. Because one of the things that's very important that we always say is never scared, always prepared. And we want you to be as prepared as possible. Here's initially some of the things that I want to ensure that we will be able to do. Number one, I think that it's critical that we start to have a network of individuals that are preparing collectively together, because it is what we're going to be. We're going to actually going to need to use the items and the assets that we acquire from preparing relatively soon. And it is just too much stuff for one person to, or one family to do alone. If we actually delegate, and we actually, or we actually construct a way that that burden can be shared among people, even if you've been preparing for years, you're still going to need the overall alliance of people that resonate with the same harmonic energy as you. You're still going to need them. Why would we wait until we are in a position of disadvantage to now come together? That's one of the things that we seem to do as people while the system plans 100 years in advance. And they put their organizations together so that they can actually have their overall objectives met with by different means and methods. We should be doing the exact same thing. And this is an opportunity for us to do just that. No egos, no agendas other than coming together and building so that we can rely on one another. One of the things that I think is very, very important is for you to be able to go back from these from this summit and to continue the overall direction of this summit back home where it's closer to you, because you're going to need to do that with like-minded individuals. There are many people in our community that are not prepared, and that's not anyone's fault but our community itself. And there have been all of the reasons for us to prepare, but we've given all of the excuses not to do it. So there really is no excuse. And those of you that are not excuse-laden individuals, but are those that see the reason for the arc and is ready to pick up a hammer to build, let's do that here in Dallas. Started off with the RDP Summit here in Dallas in April. Now, this is some of the things in the overall itinerary will increase. One of the most important things is that we have too many people in our community that have that do not have any firearm safety awareness. We want to bring firearm safety to everyone. We actually want to end that firearm safety by with trained individuals, certified trained individuals. We want to give firearm safety classes to everyone, and we want to start to be able to teach you how to use a firearm as a tool of defense properly in a safe, effective manner, meaning you will learn how to shoot. Learn how to, if you ever need to use a firearm, to be effective enough to be able to neutralize or stop a threat for the reason why you are in, had to deploy or engage that overall individual or that situation with a firearm. Most in our community, and it doesn't matter what community, it's just too many people that don't know how to do that. And we want to bring that overall ability and talent. We want to bring that talent out of you, and we want to bring that ability to you so that you will be able to and have great confidence in firearm safety and how to actually utilize a firearm in a safe and proper, effective manner. Okay? Basically, we want to teach you how to shoot. We want to teach you how to shoot, particularly our women and our and the men in our community as well. Okay? Then later on, we may do some other things in expanding that. But that is going to be one of the most important things. So ladies from all over that listen to Tando Radio Show, I don't care if you're in the international community, you're not in the United States, if you can make it here to Dallas in August, excuse me, in April, then you should be a part of it, because we want to show you actually and teach you and give you that ability to do that, because it is a tool. Firearms are tools. And believe me, that may be one tool that you wish you will have in the future. And if it doesn't, it's still a skill that once you learn it can never be taken away from you. Okay? But we always need to be able to dutifully protect ourselves, our homes, in our physical well-being and our family members' well-being. Once you have that, then for those of you that have never engaged in firearms, and believe me, it's not what the media said, and it's not like the movies. It is, there isn't anything that you need to be afraid of. It is a tool, just as a car is a tool, just as a bicycle is a tool. And it is one that is a very, very important tool, and it is a tool that carries a lot of responsibilities. So we want to teach you that and give you that opportunity. Ladies, we want you to be able to protect yourself, especially in today's world, because you already know that a lot of our protectors are not in our homes. They're not even in our neighborhoods. Okay? So you all need to be the first and last line of defense when it comes to protecting yourself and the overall family and the community at large. And for the gentleman as well, we want to give you the proper training in being able to handle a firearms safely and effectively. Once again, that means being able to protect yourself with a firearm in a effective means in with effective means and measures. Want to show you how to shoot. The art of shooting is something that you have to learn, and it's not like the movies where you could just it just doesn't work that way. It's so much that goes along with it. We will show you, and we will do it under the overall certification of trained individuals that have extensive firearms experience. I will be there myself. I will actually be assisting. I've actually taught and trained many a people how to shoot and shoot effectively. Not really hard if you get the right proper training and get the right firearm safety that goes along with it. And that's something that's very, very, very important. Just having a firearm does not mean that you can effectively utilize it. And I'm going to tell you this, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a firearm and you don't know how to effectively use it by way of the measures of safety, cleaning it, being able to use it, deploy it in effective measure, the individual that does will be taking your firearm. Because what happens is that a trained individual will receive donations from those that are not trained, meaning you will lose that gunfight and they will be picking up your gun. You'll be donating your gun to other individuals. So a lot of ways, I'm just saying, for what's happening and what's going to, and what I anticipate, and I have no problems talking about that, because we've been talking about this for a while and getting you prepared for that day, because it is really, really here. And you can never underestimate what is actually facing our overall community. It is not something that you're going to pick up on in mainstream media and the trends and what's popular today. You're not going to pick it up there. You're not going to pick up what's going on in the world and how serious and where the overall situations are going, how critical it is. You're not going to pick this up in the overall popular settings. Not going to be there. What's going to be in the popular settings is the sense of keeping you asleep and keeping you unaware and docile to everything that's going on, when you should be extremely proactive in augmenting your overall actions by practicing collective prudence, meaning getting with other individuals and training and actually utilizing and sharing resources with everyone else. That is how you get through, and that's how you're going to be able to seize on the opportunity. You'll be able to do that monetarily. You will be able to do that physically. You will be able to do that spiritually. And this is where you will be able to create a self-determination that is backed by the overall by the will and the energy of not only just yourself, but the collective will of others. Now you're getting to where you are positioning yourself for prosperity. So, so important. So that's one of the things that we will be highlighting and focusing on at the summit. I definitely want to have us at a fully functioning range that has all of the amenities and has all of the abilities to provide that type of training with us all, for us all. And then definitely we will be talking about preparing Then we will be talking about preparing as a group and strategizing how we're going to be able to go out into the community and not only get you, first you want to do is you want to get yourself and your family prepared for everything and then start to work its way out. Okay? Because once the lights go out, that's all that you will have, and you will be thankful that you took the time and put energy into doing what you've done, because now you're going to rely on that and you're going to have an appropriate response to everything because you've seen this coming before it came, so you'll know what to do once it arrives. That's what this whole program is going to be about. So I would love to hear from you today. Give us a call. Area code 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056 is the new call-in number. So just give us a call there. We'll see you in queue and we'll bring you up. So also from the RDP Summit in April, we will do that. And then also we will have the itinerary is still to be scheduled and to be determined, but everything will be put out that way as far as preparedness, as far as training, and we are also going to strategize. We're also going to be strategizing the best approach to different things. So that's going to be in April. So definitely be a part of it. I will give you further information for you to be a part of that relatively soon. So definitely looking forward to that. So that's pretty much which we're going to be doing, and that's going to, for me and you, that's going to be a relatively large event, and looking forward to it because we really do need to do it. Okay? So anytime you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 704-802-5056. Okay, so what I want to do is I want to jump into what's in the news. And, it didn't. Let me just get it to pull back up. So we'll get this set up. Okay, first article I got from, it's not there yet. First article I got from Cerebrally Naive Network, a.k.a. CNN. CIA warns Kim Jong-un could use nukes as a coercive tool. And you know what? I thought this is so funny. How in the world would you say that he's going to use this as a coercive tool when you've been using it as a coercive tool for so long? The arrogance is beyond belief. But the world has a plan for this. Well, the system also has a plan for that as well. So check out that article. We definitely will be covering that somewhat today. We will, and for the tomorrow as well. Next article from Press TV. Huge article. Pretty much says it all. Press TV. Pyongyang calls for North Korean unification. North Korea has called on all Koreans at home and abroad to make a breakthrough for unification without foreign assistance. This is why, ladies and gentlemen, this overall military conflict that is going to definitely happen, and you need to prepare for it. There are other countries around the world that are telling their citizens to prepare for this in a more meaningful way. But we are too. We are telling our community and telling those that listen to Tando Radio Show. And this is the reason, one of the reasons why we started this show, for you to get prepared and to position yourselves accordingly. Let's do it before it starts to get to a point where you look back and say, oh, shoot, I wish I had. Can't go back then. Can't go back. Next article. This one comes from counterpunch.org. It's time to call economic sanctions what they are: war crimes. And believe me, that's what the rest of the world is going to have the U.S. held to answer for the sanctions war crimes. But not only that, they are going to find them guilty and require that the overall war reparations be paid. And guess who's going to pay those war reparations? It is going to be those that the debt will fall on. And every empire always passes all of its debt on its so-called citizenry. That being everyone here that's not prepared. So you need to be aware of that. Next article, I got this from the Good News Network. Organizations learn cheap tattoo removal to help inmates get jobs. Fantastic program. This is what we all should be about. And let me just say this real quickly. My man L.A. Ramon had posted a video from YouTube from the Al Jazeera network, and they had a gentleman that was in jail. I think it was about 25 years. I can't remember. I think he went in at even longer. I think he went in at 25 and he got out at 69. Can't remember. It was just a video that you all should try to research and find. I meant to post it inside of Tando Radio Show. I missed it. If L.A. Ramon, if you could post that inside of the chat room, conference room, that YouTube video was and is phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. And it's maybe we'll play it sometime next week as well. But for those of you that are in the chat room and want to check it out, L.A. Ramon, if you could, if you would post that, that would be great. Fantastic find. So check that out. Let me real quick, lost my place. Next article. It wasn't an article. It was really a statement. I said, when you know something is dreadfully wrong, then it is wise and gallant to apply a befitting solvent, because you can only simply poo-poo it if you're sustaining. Let me move this down. If you're sustaining core gleams from the great creator's benevolent ecology, basically meaning in man's economy, you can't allow the wrong to go unadjusted. You can't allow, because that's the system methodically taking away your overall birthright. Don't let it happen. Do not engage in that. Do not allow that to happen. Be proactive. Take control and defend your birthright. Your birthright was given to you as a gift. It is incumbent upon you to sustain it, protect it, nurture it, develop it, and then share it. Very, very important. And there are ways to do that. Next article from RT International. Investors dump U.S. dollar and rush to gold. This is going to be huge in the future. Those that are in, as we move closer, I know in February we will be extremely busy trying to get you prepared for what's coming down the pipe. And this is something that we're going to be doing, and hopefully we'll be able to get you prepared before things get out of hand. So the rest of the world, they're telling you, it's up to you to do it. They already know. They know to protect themselves, but we can't just sit back and watch them. We can't have a fool's gaze on our prosperity walking away. So very, very important. Next article from the Good News Network. After Denver hires the homeless to perform day labor for the city, more than 100 landed regular jobs. This is the solutions that we need to be applying in everything. We don't need the system. And one of the things that's very, very important, we wait for somebody else to do something. when all of the solutions can be solved by what you do. So do it. Do it. Next article. This came from Alabama, House Bill 19, and it has everything to do with Alabama committee passes bill to help encourage the use of silver and gold as money. Oh, boy. And I said, oh, boy, because I don't know. It's so unnecessary. For us, it's, we are putting ourselves in harm's way. We put ourselves in harm's way by worshiping worthlessness, things that are, that have no value at all. And regardless of us being taught that, many of us willfully uphold that. Basic stuff. And if we continue uphold, it shall remain erect and strong, and it will persevere over our glimmer of hope, because our glimmer of hope have no energy behind them. We are moving out of a debt-based economy into an asset-based economy, which is going to mean that those with no assets, if you thought that people were poor now, you ain't seen nothing yet. It will be worse than what anything that you have been learned or taught about the captiveness of our energy of the past. This will be more than legendary. This will be the atmosphere. This will consume and inundate and encompass everything. And it will allow for no excuses to render any form of relief. Few are preparing, while many will perish. Don't want that to be you, but that choice is yours. And it just really, really just struck my, just struck me. At what this really means. But I'm not going to allow it to adversely affect me from this day on, because I'm doing as much as I possibly can as one individual, as one free will, and I will continue to do, but I won't let it burden me anymore, because don't have no time for that foolishness and that emotion anymore. Now it's time that we tighten up our focus and strengthen our resolve in spite of how we feel, what we see, and who else is there. Let them decide. Let us build. So, many are, and we will too. And I'm encouraged about the overall end result from that. That will be apparent in all of our lives and for those that we have yet not named. We have a great opportunity. It shall be seized upon. Next article, got this one from Time Inc. China, listen to this. China reveals it has two underwater listening devices within range of Guam. The sensors are officially for scientific purpose, but they could just as easily monitor submarine movements and gather other intelligence. Stop right there. You see what this article just did? In my opinion. Not saying it's directly so, but I'm going to tell you what this article just told me. That it definitely was China that countermeasured a launch that was done a week ago or 2 weeks ago almost in Hawaii. That's what this article tells me. Because they knew that they weren't ready for it. They wanted to go down that way. They wanted this. And as we start to see what's going on in the world, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to come back to this article. I'm going to tell you what I think. Doesn't make it right, but it's definitely what I think. And if you would like to join in on that, give us a call. New number, 704-802-5056. Next article comes from LinkedIn.com. Mnuchin's comments on the dollar. This definitely needs to be talked about, and we're going to carry this tomorrow. Ray Dalio had some real good comments and made some keen observations that we all should be looking at. Check out that article that we had there. Next article, Raj posted this one from Physics. Phosphorus pollution reaching dangerous level worldwide, new study finds. Check out that article. Next article, Raj posted this one from Survivor Joe. Best kept secrets on scavenging. Check out that article. Next article, Raj got this one before it's news. .com. Edible greens in only 10 days. Yep. And you can do it indoors. Check out that article. Very, very important. Next one, Raj posted this one. Says making moves towards global population control. From the AP, Donald Trump in Davos, threatening the Palestinians, reassuring the Brits. Check out that article. Next article. This one, Raz had this one from the Telegram. Doomsday's clock set to 2 minutes to midnight as the world moves closer. This is the highest it's been in 70 years. And I'm going to tell you, they moved it to 2 minutes to midnight. No, y'all, we down to seconds. And what I mean by seconds, I mean that you think about last year, how fast that whole year went by, and the year before that, 3 years ago. Think about 3 years ago. How fast did 3 years go by? You think about it, when you really think about it, it just flew by. Well, when these events come, ladies and gentlemen, which they are on our doorstep, you have to take every second that you possibly can to do what you can. Nothing else really matters. Sure, there are things that put it in perspective, but your overall constitution will be challenged in a way that you've never seen before. To underestimate this means the likelihood of a surrender is real. Next article from Investors Scopopedia. Rise posted this one, how coin market contributes to crypto price crash. Check out that article. Next article, I posted, why we're underestimating America's collapse. So check out that article in itself. So here we go to a commercial break. Scotty, if you would run it just a little bit. I have one thing I need to do. If you could run the good promo that you just recently did, that will give me enough time. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. And that is 704, area code 704-802-5056. Give us a call there, 704-802-5056. This is the new number for Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that will be brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. So meet us there. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
One second, everyone. One second.
In 2008, the Black Talk Media Project launched the digital radio platform, Black Talk Radio Network, the first such platform created to serve the black community specifically. Black Talk Radio Network has grown with a variety of radio hosts, digital radio stations, and podcasters. Web analytics say Black Talk Radio, the platform, has an online reach that ranks it among the top independent black media platforms in the world. All of this is possible because of financial contributions to the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project. If you love the work we do and the voices and perspectives we bring to you every day, make a donation today to ensure that Black Talk Radio is here in the future. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Scotty, thank you for the time. I needed to take care of some things real quickly. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, please use our new number. And write this down. The new number is 704-802-5056. 704-802-5056. And that is the new number for all of the Black Talk Radio Network programs number. If you'd like to get involved in that, you'd like to engage in that, give us a call there. Greatly, greatly appreciate all of you that contribute to the program. So want to get into today's show. And I said, excuse me, I'm going to be traveling as well, so I won't be able to see the board. So if you call in, just say, excuse me, and I will hear you in queue and we'll go to you. Once again, the number that you need to write down for all of the programs here at BTR Community, excuse me, Black Talk Radio Network, 704-802-5056. Okay, so one thing that I wanted to do is one of the things that was in the news, I want to go back to this, and there's a couple of things that I want to definitely highlight here. Two articles. But first, I want to go to this first one. And this one was by The Drive, TimesIncorporated.net. And listen to the article really quickly. Let me give this to you. The Chinese government has revealed the existence of two underwater sonars situated between the United States and the islands of Guam in the South China Sea and the South China, and the South China Sea. Though officially for scientific research, the undersea listening devices are likely doing double duty, monitoring the movement of American and other foreign submarines and potentially intercepting their communications. You see how that happened? The state-run Chinese Academy of Science only disclosed the pair of acoustic sensors early in January 2018, but have been operating them since 2016, according to a report from the South China Morning Post. One of them is in the Challenger's Deep, located at the southern end of the Martian Trench and the deepest known point on the Earth. And the other is, move this around, is situated further west near the Isle of Yap, part of the federal state of Moroccans. Moroccanese. Both reportedly can pick up acoustic signatures from more than 620 miles away. And I would say that probably their range on those acoustic signatures are even further, because they wouldn't really give you the true acoustic range on their capabilities in a this way. They just wouldn't do it. They probably, their overall acoustic range is multiple times that. Putting them within the range of Guam and the major strategic U.S. naval bases two devices are breaking through for China. The head of the Deep Sea Surveillance and Communication Program at the Academy of Science, identified only by the surname Zhang, told South China Morning Post the deeper under the surface, the quieter the world becomes. It allows us to concentrate on signals we most want to hear. At least officially, those signatures are sounds produced as a result of undersea earthquakes, typhoons, and other extreme weather patterns above, and marine animals such as whale. Underwater quakes in particular can trigger devastating tsunamis, giving the sensors a legitimate role in improving early warning of potential disaster. On February the 17th, the Academy of Science of Institution of Geological and Geophysics conducted a number of controlled detonations that would have produced an important data in this regard. Okay, 1 second. Almost finished here. It won't move down on me. At the same time, those surface sensors cannot help but offer a way to listen for submarine traffic. Their strategical location is near Guam, a major staging base for the U.S. submarine and surface warships, as well as long-range bombers, only reinforce the likelihood that these devices have secondary military early warning and intelligence gathering role. No, y'all, that's their primary function. I'm going to tell you why that's so important in a minute. And I'll give you my hypothesis. Just being able to monitor the undersea movements from Guam and elsewhere in the general vicinity is an important capability. Capable of operating the protracting period below the surface, submarines have inherently deterred qualities that are well suited to avoiding detection in order to get close to a particular area to launch a no notice or a discreetly gathered intelligence. A no notice strike or to discreetly gather intelligence. Oh, this article is longer than I thought. At the top of that, the Chinese listening devices may be able to pick up underwater communications. On top of that, listen to this, the Chinese listening devices may be able to pick up underwater communications transmission. Is able to pick up underwater communications transmissions. The South China Morning Post reported that there might be a network of undersea hydrophones in and around Guam that allow submarines to communicate with the U.S. Navy Command Center. Excuse me. Without having to get to periscope depth or to surface completely and reveal their position, it would also be able to pick up other acoustic communications as well. In 2008, report emerged that the U.S. Navy had hired Raytheon to work on a system called Deep Siren, which would use small buoys to convey satellite signals into sound waves along a submerged submarine to use long-range communications network without having to expose themselves. It is likely that such transmissions contain sensitive information and would be encrypted or otherwise coded in some fashion, but they could also provide a wealth of information for Chinese analysts, such as possible details about standard operation procedures based on how many messages go out in a certain time frame and when and where the exchange occurs. This could also expose potential vulnerabilities in those communication methods. Second. So, don't want to spend too much time on this, so now you get the gist of it all. And I want to, let me just finish this one part so that you'll see it. This is not a new concept, of course. During the Cold War, the United States built and maintained an extensive underwater surveillance network to help monitor the movements of Soviet submarines known as Sound Surveillance System, or SOSUS. Spies subsequently compromised that system, leading to multifaceted combinations of underwater sensors and ships based towards sonar arrays. And all cued to processing stations ashore, also known as integrated underwater undersea surveillance systems, or IUSS, part of the remaining operation of this day. But for China's developing its own capabilities is important, especially as it increasingly tries to restrict the movement of foreign military forces through its vast territory claimed in the South Sea of China. Though the International Tribunal has continued to reject the Chinese government positions, authorities in Beijing has pushed established de facto controls, primarily through establishing the numerous military outposts on man-made, move this down, on man-made outcropping in previous uninhabited reefs and shoals. So let me just give my assessment here real quick, because I'm going to have to get moving on the road. Critical. To me, this was the technology that was used a couple of Saturdays ago, where they picked up communications of a possible launch . Remember the Hawaii incident, where the EAS, emergency alert system, had sent out a message to everyone's cell phone, on their TVs, radio. You've heard the emergency broadcast, emergency alert, where it said that there was a ballistic missile that was inbound to strike Hawaii. Seek cover immediately. This is not a drill. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if this overall, or a similar system that China uses, and I don't know if you remember when I talked about that on that show, China probably picked up a communications and knew that someone was about to launch. And China said, nowhere in the world, do not allow that launch to be successful. And what they did is they used countermeasures to take out that overall threat, to make sure that that missile did not impact Hawaii. And also probably doing the same thing in Japan, because just a couple of days later, Japan did the same thing. They got caught because China wasn't going to allow the U.S., in my opinion, to have that false flag. And here's was the false flag, to make it look that like they were attacked, that the United States was attacked. Because if the United States was attacked, everybody here would be rallying behind, we can't stand for this. Oh, they did it to you before. They fell for it hook, line, and sinker. Many did. You may not have, but many did. And many still do. And because of these listening outposts, China said, no way in the world. Countermeasures were used because China did not want the U.S. to use the excuse that they were attacked and the reason why they engaged. Their overall plan is to let the U.S. be known as the aggressor, so that after the aggression, the overall global community will rally behind nullifying the U.S. So, what will the foolish do? what foolish people always do. Let's go to plan B, bloody nose. We've already built the case to go get them, so they think. You may fool some of the people some of the time, but the rest of the world knows what's up. This is why the rest of the world is saying sanctions is nothing more than war crimes. Who has been giving sanctions? Do you see what they're doing? This is why this thing is going to jump off, and it's going to jump off huge. It's going to jump off huge. So what they're going to do is they're going to say, nah, U.S., you've been using false flags. You're all of your no, stand up for what you're going to do. We know what you're going to do. You're going to attack. So stand behind the attack that you are going to do. You have no choice now. Because really, the U.S. doesn't. They either surrender and concede and allow the overall global economy and the global geopolitical system to disassemble the dollar hegemony, the U.S. hegemony globally, or they try to defend it with weapons of war. What do you think that they've already chosen? Because they're already beat. The terms and the conditions have already been given, laid forth. You can't pay your debt. You have to go into solvency. Excuse me. You have to go into receivership. Either hand it in or it will be seized from you. So what is being done? You say, well, we're going to fight it out. Okay, but you already lost. Well, we're going to go win one for the Gipper. So from this article, it pretty much tells me that China or others knew that something was in the mix from the communications. They probably even picked up on the launch codes, knew where the overall vessel was, whatever it was, and when it launched, it countered it. Countermeasures were used. So now that didn't work. So since it didn't work, it's only one thing that they can do now. Now they have to directly engage and use all the propaganda that they've been building up as their reason to justify their engagement. And the world ain't gonna buy it. And the world is not gonna buy it. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, this is just my hypothesis. This is just what I think. Give us a call, 704-802-5056. I won't see you in queue, but you could just call in and say, excuse me, and jump in. It's all being set up. And I want to go to one more, and then Cominga leads into the rest of the show. It was an article posted from Press TV, which is an Iranian publication. Here it comes. Dated yesterday, North Korea calls for the unification of all Koreans without foreign aid. Sounds nice, but the U.S. can't afford that. And I would just say this. April of 2018 for the RDP summit is really a call for unification. Because unifying is necessary going forward. The overall world has, the overall geopolitical structure has moved to use war as its chosen method of depopulation. Why? Because it's worked before so well and it will work going forward. for those that are not prepared especially well. Here's the article. North Korea calls for unification of all Koreans. All Koreans without foreign aid. North Korea has called on all Koreans at home and abroad to make a breakthrough for unification without foreign assistance. Who is that foreign assistance you think they're talking about? You already know. The U.S. The rare announcement, which was made via the official Korean Central News Agency, which is KCNA, on Thursday morning, this morning, which is now Friday for them, so for us it was Wednesday, called on all Koreans to promote contact, travel, and cooperation between North and South Korea. Why are they saying that? Because it's already been done. It added that the North will smash all obstacles in its path towards reunification of the North of the Korean Peninsula. Hear what that was said there? It adds that that North Korea will smash all obstacles on the path towards the reunification of the Korean Peninsula, while stressing that military tensions on the peninsula were the fundamental obstacle for better ties with the South. Basically, remove the U.S., we have a reunification of Korea and the benefits of that. Joint military drills with outside forces were also hindering the progress of ties between the two Koreas, it added. Basically, they're saying they're dividing our overall home. They're dividing our families. They're dividing our overall culture and dividing our overall existence. And it's more than that. If they're doing that dividing, that means that they are benefiting from that divide economically. When we should be, even though I believe that all of the governments are in one big fraternity, I guess that's all, but I just got to tell you this, their overall theatrics on this are brilliant, absolutely brilliant. But Shakespeare gave you the clue, or Francis Bacon gave you the clue, all the world's a stage, because everything is a performance. The two Koreans, back to the article, the two Koreas have long strained ties. Tensions recently skyrocketed with repeated North Korean missile and nuclear tests and increased South Korean joint military actions with the United States. But tensions then subsided in bilateral dialogue over mutual overtures. Oh, but without the U.S. Under a deal. Oh, shoot. Under a deal approved by the International Olympic Committee. See, North Korea and South Korea have already made deals. It wasn't just Olympic deals that were made, y'all. The Koreans will field their first unified Olympic team in women's hockey and will have their athletes parade together under a single flag during the February 9th opening ceremonies in South Korea. The two Koreas will also agree to hold joint cultural events at the North Diamonds Mountain and have their non-Olympic skiers practice together at a North Korean ski resort. This is why a bloody nose engagement is about to jump off. Some of the comments that were in this article was, good move, kick the dividers out. Other things were, supportive of this move. This is all being set forth. See, the U.S. cannot afford for that to happen. And now the only way to stop it is military engagement. Because if they ever announce that that happens, it's over. The dollar hegemony is over. The U.S. economy is over. The sanctions are over. The overall leverage that the U.S. has anywhere in the world is over, but it's already been over. This is why they're not going to let that announcement ever happen. When they attack North Korea, they will be attacking North and South Korea simultaneously. And their unification of the response of the Koreas will be jointly. It will be a joint Korean response to the U.S. Man, you know, we didn't ask, we were born into this. We didn't ask for this. We didn't create it. But sometimes from our ignorance, we sustain it. But I think it comes the time when the system overextends itself and it makes it extremely vulnerable. And these are the times that it becomes the most vulnerable, because people will say, wait a minute, hold up. Dave, I don't want to participate.
Dave.
I don't want to participate. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
I just had to echo what you just said about how we sustain it. Everybody knows about this network's involvement in the new abolitionist movement. And that's something that I've been trying to stress in a campaign here recently, and I'm actually going to invest in some ads. But let me just give you one example of that. We sustain our own enslavement via the 13th Amendment. And how do we do that? By us refusing to pull our deposits from the six major banks that are underwriting private prisons. Well, you might say, well, what about the public prisons and the federal prisons? Okay, that, yes, that's all true too. But private prisons lobby legislatures to pass black codes that put people into prison to you know, like right now, the Trump administration, they don't want to roll back mandatory minimums and what have you. So if your deposits are in the banks that's also underwriting the private prisons, because you know big businesses, they have debt, right? You can probably explain this better than me. They have day-to-day operations and debt that they have to have finance in the six, and there are six major banks that are financing that debt that allow private prisons to operate. And private prisons are not just locking up immigrants and what have you, but they're also locking up us as well. But again, they are the source of this mass incarceration, 21st century slavery legislation. But I just don't understand it. Why won't we pull our money from these banks? But we'll be so quick to pull our money from something else over an emotional issue. I'm not even going to go there. But do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, without a doubt, Scotty, and we need to talk about it, because it definitely needs to be done and to identify who those are, which you have done for in so many different shows, and we do need to do it. Actually, we need to pull that tie. And so listen, everyone, get ready to go to our last commercial break. If you would like to get in on the conversation, give us a call. Believe the number is, because I can't see the board anymore. So if you call in, just say, excuse me, and I will hear you. It's, I believe it's 704. I don't know. I know the last four. 50-56. I think it's 809.
No, 704-802-5056.
5056. So that's the number to call in. So, all right, everyone, get ready to go to a commercial break. Scotty, just run this commercial break just like 10 or 15 seconds, a little bit longer, because I'll be traveling and I want to just be able to make that transition so I can pick the show back up right where we left off. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, coming to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. And we have a live show for you today. After Tando Radio Show is going to be BIB, Black in Business, with the Golden Boy CC and, Brother 12X, 11X, excuse me, Brother 11X is going to be there. Brother Robert 11X will be there. So great shoot show that's coming on right after Tando Radio Show. Make sure that you hang around for that one as well. So just before we went to the break, Scotty was talking about, you know, our overall, what we have actually facilitated. And, you know, I'm complicit in this all because I have to untie some of my overall, and I'm going to be doing that. And I actually tried to do that recently with one, and it got caught up in a little snafu that I have to take care of first, because with me, I had set up some of my business ties out of California, and in order to reestablish that, there's some other things that you have to do when you move to a different state. So what I was going to do is just take care of some things in California, keep it there, and then make that switch from there, because I didn't want to engage in some activities. But we have to do it. I myself have to do it, and in the process of doing that as we speak, because it's a must, because we, you know, these are some of the things that we know stats on different players, we know scores of different games, we know the histories of different franchises, we know the overall career achievements of different actresses. We know all of the albums from different artists and all of this other stuff. But very few, because it, because the system actually perpetuates that, and it pushes that on us to know that. So what do? We're like water. We go to the path of least resistance. But we forget one of the things about water is that water is probably one of the most powerful substances on the planet. And we need to leverage, we need to really see that as ourselves and redefine what's important to us. Because if we don't define what's important to us, we will be taking the overall agenda of someone else. They will be determined what we're allowed to do. And that is never going to be in your best interest. It's not going to be in their best interest as well, because that equally destroys them as well. That's just what it does. It breeds destruction. And I think that we really need to, and we are, we need to build something different. And so I'm looking forward to building with you all in different various ways and growing from what we have built here with you through Black Talk Radio Network and Tando Radio Show and all of the shows that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network, and actually layering out more overall control. Let me tell you one thing about anything that's worth it. It's not easy. It requires, you're going to have to give up some things. You're going to have to sacrifice some things, and you have to be willing to sacrifice those things, because you have to see that what you're sacrificing is more important, and look not for a reward, and do it because regardless of the outcome, this is where I'm going. That's determination that succeeds, meaning that you already won. One of the things the system teaches is also is to fight and see immediate results that you want. It doesn't work that way. That's fairy tale stuff. And that keeps us from us moving. There's a reason why the overall disenfranchisement really works in the community. The number one reason is that we haven't made it a priority for us to no longer engage in that and to do strength. And to really assay it, assess what it is from a sincere point of view and create something different. This is what we do. We don't want the system to fall apart. We just want them to unlock the chains that they have on us so that we'll be able to gain and be able to participate in their system of oppression, subjugation. That's how we've been managing. That's how we've been responding. And that's how we've been adjudicating this activity. We've been condoning it. As long as it doesn't adversely affect me. No. Don't take the system down. Just don't let it hurt me. And because we see it as the only way of gaining. We see it as life, and if we see it as life, then so shall it live. And it's been having a very living, destructive nature, and it's built more than a cancer within us. It has built us to be just as the system is, just as equally destructive, just as equally hateful, just as equally selfish, just as equally the stealers of birthright. Gotta break it. The best way to break it is to think anew. Solve the problem by no longer participating in what caused the problem. Now you've created a solution. Now all you have to do is just remedy and build from anew. So I think is worthwhile. I know many of you do. And it is something that is right here, right now, and is a great opportunity. I wouldn't want to live in any period in modern eternity. I wouldn't want to live in any other period than the period we're in right now. I wouldn't want to be facing anything other than what we're truly facing by the decisions of those that have actually executed their plan by giving the energy to it to do it. I wouldn't want to be in any other moment in eternity than the moment that we're in right now. If I had a choice, I wouldn't have been anywhere else. And I believe that, and I think that I did have a choice. Asked to be here because of the opportunity that can be seized. And it is not going to be easy. It's not going to be popular. It's not going to be immediate. It's going to be suffering. It's going to be suffering that is tiresome. And we're going to create all the excuses. All the excuses in the world. When the only thing that's really needed is a commitment to beyond excellence. A commitment beyond excellence. Once you do that, doesn't matter what the world does. Doesn't matter what someone says. Doesn't matter the lack of economic standing that you have. Listen, the rich and the poor both make the great transformation. Because rich and poor have no real standing when it comes to the great transformation. It's going to happen because it's a part of the natural truth. How you approach that transformation and how you actually resonate in the physical existence that you're in right now is the priority. Circumstances are created. The changing of circumstances require your actions. So I truly, truly appreciate you all, and I'm glad we are where we are, because it gives us an opportunity to see something totally different. I'm going to give you an example. I remember as being a young probationary officer in L.A. during the riots. I was actually stationed. I was only one of two. Well, let me think. Let me count. It was only one, two, three. There were only four probationary officers in Watts in the L.A. riots, the last L.A. riots in 1992. I was one of the four in Watts. And I appreciate everything that I've gone through, my life experiences, because it developed my overall thought patterns as to how I would execute my will from my life experiences. And it was something that I experienced during the LA riot that was liberating, to where I no longer wanted freedom because I knew I was in a pay state. But what was really needed was sovereignty and self-determination. And the protection of that and the will to uphold that just as equally as important as being sovereign and self-determining, because you can't be sovereign and self-determining until the defense for that is set forth and it augments that existence. I remember during the riots. The overall feeling that I had, wait a minute. It's a great opportunity here, as the overall curtain of the law has been pulled back. And you know what I saw? I saw individuals that were fighting each other 3 and 4 weeks ago not doing it. I saw people started taking notice to, wait a minute, we've been lied to here. And I experienced the greatest peace that I've ever experienced anywhere in the world. And I've been a lot of places in the world. I experienced that peace 2 days after the initial night of the LA evening, early evening in the night of the LA riot, when everyone stopped. And there was a different peace about it. And there was a different piece about it all, because everyone had decided, no, I'm not going to engage in this type of opportunity. Oh, and believe me, the system recognized it as well, and it duly noted it. And it took psychological and they analyzed that overall, what caused the people to do that, because I don't think that they knew that that would happen. So what did they do? Say, okay, so whenever we bring chaos and confusion, we have to increase the overall chaos and confusion on different levels, or else the people will start to notice something, that the overall breaking down of the societal law brings about an individual sovereignty and self-determination, that they don't need to fight each other anymore. That threat we can never let manifest. And they've learned from that. And they've made adjustments to it. That's why I think in the next one, they're going to bring as much tyranny as possible. But here's the light. Here's the silver lining. That peace will still strike the people. That serenity will still strike the people. That truth will still make itself apparent, however short. But its overall resonating gleams will pierce through all of the darkness. And many will take notice. And I think the worse that they make it, the brighter it will shine. And I hope that you all will participate in that. Okay, everyone, so we're gonna have to get out of here. Just want to say I greatly, greatly appreciate you all. I'm not quite sure if Brother Braggs can actually chime us out. And I want to say I always wanted to end on a high frequency. This is why I asked Brother Braggs to do that. But I'm going to say this, it's never goodbye. It's always we'll see you later. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. Stand by for BIB, Black in Business, coming up right after Tando Radio Show. Much love, much respect.
You hear me, Dave?
We'll talk to you soon. Yep, got you, Brother Braggs. If you could, yes, I can hear you. Chime us out of here, Brother Braggs. Much love, much respect.
Peace, peace.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.